Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, whatever it is for you. Yes, I am Andy Dorf, and yes, it is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Thoughts and opinions, people, encouraged, always welcomed, as you know. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Man, just another crazy day in the NFL when you think about all the action that took place. Week 12 in the books now, the late night game. I'll just tell you, man, my thoughts and opinions about a few different things and give you some headlines from today's action. Look, man, the Steelers get by the Packers with a last-second field goal. How do you give Big Ben Roethlisberger not one but two opportunities with about 2 minutes left in the game? Jimmy Garoppolo replaces the injured C.J. And you know what? He throws a touchdown. And you know what? That's probably your future. So good to see him get in the game, have a little bit of an impact right away. Something for those San Francisco 49er fans to be a little bit excited about. Andy Reid not considering benching Alex Smith, at least for now. And you know what? He better make a decision pretty soon, because not one but a couple teams behind them, the LA Chargers, playing pretty good football right now, and the Raiders, they're in the mix as well. So that division's going to get very interesting, and we'll talk a lot about that here on the program. Brady breaks a record for most touchdowns by a quarterback over 40. That dude's special. Bottom line is, he's just one of those guys. He's a special cat. I'm going to obviously get into a ton of things, but some teams showed up today. Some teams didn't show up. Some teams kept themselves in the hunt. Some teams did not keep themselves in the hunt. So just another one of those weird, wacky, wild football days on NFL Sunday. I am Andy Dorf, man. So much to talk about. I do want thoughts. I do want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Again, hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But let's get into it. Let's talk about your team here on the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. I'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
And now, today's General Steel Building Tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford, yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So, if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 844-91-STEEL.
844-91-STEEL.
That's 844-91-STEEL.
Steel.
PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, PoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to PoolDog.com. That's PoolDog.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at anchor.fm. Now, more of The Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
From the 10, Roethlisberger, throwing end zone, Antonio Brown, spectacular catch, touchdown, wow!
All righty, people, welcome back, Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so I'm going to go through some of the scores from today's action. Actually, I'm going to go through all of the scores, and we'll even go back to what happened on Thursday. Obviously, Thanksgiving. Beautiful weekend. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving weekend, by the way. Getting back at it with the scores. Steelers beat the Green Bay Packers 31-28. How do you give Big Ben not one but two opportunities with about 2 minutes left in that football game? Falcons 34-20 over the Buccaneers, and the Falcons seem to have found their mojo a little bit against the Buccaneers is what I was meaning to say. Browns go down once again against the Bengals, and I'll tell you what, I see a very winnable game in the next couple of weeks for the Browns, and I'm not even joking about it, and it would be awful, to be quite honest with you, because it would kill me, because that's my team, but they're playing that poorly, although you did see signs of things from Brett Hundley tonight as he had the Green Bay Packers in a decent position, but they did go down, like I said, to the Steelers. Browns play the Packers not next week, but I believe the week after that. So Browns maybe looking at their first win in a couple weeks against the Green Bay Packers. And I'm kind of halfway kidding and kind of halfway serious. Bengals win 30-16 over the Browns, winning the Battle of Ohio, I guess. This was a weird game. Titans wound up winning it, and it was interesting because they were struggling. They were trailing most of this game against the Colts, who obviously pretty poor this season. No Andrew Luck and Brissett getting out there and doing the best that he can, but just don't have the offensive weapons really when everything's said and done. And Titans come through with a much-needed win because their counterpart, the Jaguars, get the loss in Arizona, and I'll get to that in just a little bit. That was a wild, wacky game, too. Titans 20-16 over the Colts on the road. So, again, getting themselves back in the mix. Bills over the Chiefs. And this was the surprise, man, because, look, Alex Smith, I don't know what's going on there, but they're not getting the offense going. And it's becoming a problem because the other guys in the division are catching up. They're lurking behind them. Bills get themselves back in the mix with this win too, 16-10 over the Chiefs on the road at Arrowhead. Dolphins go down to the Patriots, and like I said, Tom Brady, most touchdowns for a guy over 40, four TDs today. Just another solid performance, 35-17 over the Dolphins, who are done and out now. Patriots 9-2, and we'll get into the standings in just a moment. Panthers win a close one, man, against the Jets, and this was a tussle, and I knew it was going to be because the Panthers are a little bit all over the place, and the Jets, they play really hard, and this kid, Josh McCown, he plays really well, and they're not that bad of a football team. When push comes to shove, they lose more often than they win, but they're a tough out, if you know what I'm saying. Panthers 35-27 over the Jets on the road today. Again, keeping themselves in a good position because their counterpart, the Saints, lost in that division. So a lot happened today, and I can't wait to get to the standings. Bears go down big time to the Eagles, 31-3. Not much to talk about here except Carson Wentz and the domination of this Eagle football team just on both sides of the ball. Seahawks 24-13 over the 49ers, and they always play them tough. That's all I can say. Seahawks keeping themselves alive in the playoff picture in the NFC. Broncos 14-21. They go down to the Raiders, and if I'm not mistaken, they had to replace their quarterback. So, again, it's not good in Denverland anyway. John Elway talking smack about his team, saying they're soft, and then the next week the quarterback gets hurt. So Raiders keeping themselves alive in that division too. Like I said, that's going to be interesting. Saints go down, as I said, to the Rams, 26-20. They did make a late surge to make this a ball game, so you got to give the Saints credit. But sooner or later, those winning streaks come to an end, and it did for the Saints against the Rams, who, by the way, needed that win, too, to keep themselves ahead of those Seattle Seahawks. Jaguars lose a tight one. This was a great football game, man. It was an interesting finish. Mistakes were made, obviously, and the Jaguars go down 24-27. And give credit where credit is due. Blaine Gabbert made plays. The Cardinals get the victory. And the Cardinal fans can feel pretty good about a guy named Blaine Gabbert because he's not that bad. That's all I can say. He's not that bad. We'll get into more of this stuff, obviously. 27-24, like I said, Cardinals get the victory over the Jaguars. And like I said, that's problematic for them because the Titans got the win too. So Vikings, these are the Thursday games real quickly. Vikings over the Lions, 30-23. Chargers manhandle those Cowboys, 28-6. Redskins get the victory over the Giants, 20-10. And the Monday nighter, Texans against the Ravens. Both of those teams fighting for dear life when you think about the playoff picture. And I'm going to go through that too right now, just give you a little look at the playoff or the standings anyway, and we can kind of figure out the what's going to happen as far as the playoffs go for the most part, at least at this point in time, and who's in the mix, if you will. New England Patriots, obviously on top of that division, 9-2, and we're talking AFC East right now. Buffalo Bills, 6-5. Again, they needed that victory big time. They were coming off of three losses in a row, needed to get that victory to kind of right the ship. New England, their winning ways just continue, by the way, 7 straight. And like I said, Tom Brady, the man is over 40, and the guy throws the most touchdowns by a guy who's over 40 years old at this point. Jets and Dolphins both at 4-7, wrapping up that division. Pittsburgh Steelers, 9-2. Baltimore Ravens, 5-5, because they play Monday night. Cincinnati Bengals, 5-6. Cleveland Browns, 0-11, like I said. And right now, it's definitely a two-way tussle between the Pittsburgh Steelers, who do have the best record right now, and they're holding that number one seed over the New England Patriots. But that'll be decided later in the season when those two meet up. Titans and the Jaguars, 7-4. If I'm not mistaken, the Titans do hold the edge there in the tiebreaker because they beat the Jaguars earlier in the season. Kansas City Chiefs, 6-5 right now in the AFC West ahead of the Chargers, who are surging, by the way, 2 in a row for them, like I said, and 2 relatively impressive victories, actually. 54 last week, 28 this week, holding teams to low numbers. with scoring a lot of points. You got to like that. So Chargers, Kansas City, Oakland, all in the mix. Chiefs holding the lead, like I said, 6-5, 5-6 for both the Chargers and Raiders, and the Broncos 3-8 at this point. Philadelphia just running away with this division, 10-1 in the NFC East. Cowboys 5-6, Redskins 5-6, and the Giants 2-9. So they're running away with it. In the NFC North, this is kind of a runaway at this point too. However, it could get interesting. You never know, as the Vikings have been known to stumble late in the season, and it does get a little bit more difficult. I believe they have Philadelphia and a couple other tough ones coming up. Lions at 6-5, Packers at 5-6 after a tough loss in Pittsburgh in the Sunday night game. And like I said, Brett Hundley comes out and plays a lot better, but not enough. A couple of big turnovers that the Packers forced, and they were unable to get any points off those. And I think that that was obviously huge in the outcome of this game, which was only a 3-point game. Real quickly, getting through this, New Orleans 8-3, Carolina 8-3, Falcons 7-4. All teams in the playoff mix. Los Angeles, and that's the NFC South. Tampa Bay coming up in the end, 4-7. In the NFC West, the LA Rams, they're still ahead of everything, 8-3. The Seahawks, 7-4. Cardinals, 5-6. And the San Francisco 49ers at 1-10. So that's sort of what's going on with all the teams, and you're seeing a lot of trends. Some teams have definitely put themselves in great positions, obviously, to have a great run in the playoffs. And the Philadelphia Eagles, the hottest team, man, just unbelievable. 9 straight wins, just unreal. All right, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll be back. I do want your thoughts. I do want your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Get at me there. Get at me on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. It is the NFL Rewind, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf, and I'll be right back.
We're going to run it with Chubb through traffic across the 50, far sideline, 40, 30, race to the end zone, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Nick Chubb. It's Chubby time in Athens, Georgia.
Goal at the 2 of Seattle. 3 on the defensive line for the Seahawks. Shotgun snap to Ryan. Conscious right arm throws a pass. Far corner of the end zone. Leaping two-handed grab. It is a touchdown! Grabbed across the way. Mohamed Sanu, heavily covered, leaping two-handed, falling down, club catch in the far corner of the end zone. That's a touchdown pass of 2 yards. Got it with one hand. Held it as he hit the turf. And he beats two defending Seahawks.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Rushing yards per game, the big difference. And here's Moore. Ingram, what a move. Mark Ingram, touchdown New Orleans.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf. I want your thoughts. I want your opinions here on the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. And by the way, you can always catch the College Sports Insiders with Pat Olson on Saturday mornings, as you heard a college clip going to break. So obviously check him out. And you can always check me out, by the way, too, Dorf on Sports, every Sunday morning live, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time. And I would always believe that is 11 to 1 Eastern time. So you can always check it out, Dorf on Sports. Go to the website. You can always check out the time for Pat Olson's show. But he does the College Sports Insiders and wraps up and tells you all about the college sports scene, what's going on, which, by the way, going to get pretty interesting. Anyways, back to the NFL, which is what we do here on The Rewind and Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Okay, so here's the playoff picture right now as it sits in the AFC. Obviously, the Patriots are in. Obviously, the Steelers are in. Obviously, the Tennessee Titans are in because they have the tiebreaker right now over the Jacksonville Jaguars because they beat them earlier in the season, okay? And also right now in is Kansas City, who is 6-5. But again, that division, about to get seriously very interesting, people. Okay, so just watch because there's a lot of football left to be played as we are now going into week 13 after the Monday Nighter. We're already in week 12, which is crazy, man. The NFL just flies by. Okay, so those are your division leaders. Also in right now would be the Jacksonville Jaguars, and then in also is the Buffalo Bills, who are 6-5 after getting that victory today. In the hunt, the Baltimore Ravens, the Cincinnati Bengals, who are both 5-6. The Chargers, who I said right now, a little bit hot, scoring some points. Raiders, both in the mix as well, 5-6. So this is going to get pretty interesting, and we'll see what happens with the Texans and the Ravens, because one of those teams is either going to be 6-5 if you're the Ravens, and that puts them obviously back in the driver's seat to a certain degree. And then if you're the Texans, you have a slight chance, if you can get that victory, to be back to 5-6 in the AFC. And I know I got a caller, so I'll get you in just a quick moment. Just going to give the playoff scenario, Steve, as to what is going on in the NFC right now, and then I'll take your thoughts and your opinions. So love hearing from you, by the way. Again, other people, get on board, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Philadelphia Eagles right now have it as far as it goes in the NFC East. They're 10-1, so they have the best record in all of the NFL. Minnesota Vikings, a surprising season. I'll tell you what, Case Keenum, can't keep them out of the lineup, man. They want to, but they can't do it. The kid's 9-2. Just playing unbelievable football. New Orleans Saints have the tiebreaker right now over Carolina, 8-3, both of those teams. They're both in, by the way. Atlanta Falcons, I believe, are in as well, who are 7-4. The Rams, 8-3. The Seahawks, 7-4. They're in the mix as well. But Eagles, Vikings, New Orleans, L.A. Rams, all division leaders, Seahawks, Panthers, Falcons all in the mix, and the Panthers and the Falcons, I believe, are in right now. Detroit in the mix as well. Cowboys on the outside looking in. Packers definitely on the outside looking in. So bottom line is it's still very wide open, a lot to be decided. And let's shoot out to the phones and let's hook up with my man, Steve, in Virginia Beach. What's going on, Steve, in Virginia Beach? You got the Dorf Man. It is NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America, brother. What's up?
Hey, man, what's going on, man? I tell you, I was watching some of these teams today, and, I'm going to tell you, I was watching Carolina. The only thing they have is Cam Newton. That's it. I mean, the defense is all right. You got two guys, Kuechly and Davis. They're the best things they got on the defense. Rest of them, they average. They're not going nowhere. That team's not going nowhere. The best team out there will be between the Eagles and the Saints for the NFC. That's how I see it. The Saints are for real. They're for real football team. You know, the Cowboys, they done. My team, the Skins, is going to take at least three games straight. They got to win all out, three games. Starting Thursday against the Cowboys, even have a prayer to even be in the playoffs, let alone make a run for anything else. But a lot of bad coaching. A lot of bad coaching in this league. And they should be changing. Mike McCarthy need to go away. Go away.
Hey man, let me jump in, Steve. You got some great takes, and if I heard you correctly, you said your team was the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is that right?
The Redskins.
The Redskins. Okay.
The Redskins.
All right. Well, look, man, it's sorry what's going on with the Redskins to a certain degree as well. I think they have better talent than what their record shows, but you know what? They're still slightly in the mix. They're obviously going to need some help. Atlanta's right. Going to have to lose. Seahawks are going to have to lose. You know, things along those lines, and they're going to have to rack up some wins, as we know. But you're right, man. The NFL all around just kind of sloppy play when you look at it week to week. And the Dallas Cowboys, man, when they don't have their best player on the field, Ezekiel Elliott, they're just like the Green Bay Packers without Aaron Rodgers on the field, right?
Exactly. And I mean, the offensive coordinator. I mean, offensive coordinator. I mean, these cats don't. It's like they're coaching a Girl Scout cookie team. It's pitiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely pitiful. I'm watching, let's say, for instance, my coach, Jay Drew. Well, he's the worst red zone coach I've ever seen in my life. He can't. When you get to the 20-yard line, you don't start playing patty cake. You go for the end zone. You go motion, and you put a man in motion, and you send two or three of those guys to the end zone. You don't be going throwing three-yard passes. And you know how to scare the hell out of the defense?
Yeah, let me jump in again, man. I mean, I think you bring up a great point. It's weird how all of a sudden these coaches decide to change their philosophy. They get to the 20 a certain way, and then all of a sudden they become really predictable, tentative, passive, however you want to put it, man. They don't go the same way they got to the 20. Once they get to the 20, they start getting conservative. I guess that was the word I was looking for, Steve. Yeah. All of a sudden their offense has become very conservative. Play the way that you got there, man.
Exactly. And you got to at least send one cat to the end zone each time when you're in the red zone. And I'm gonna tell you how you scared defensive coordinators. And if you are, and I played defense when I played football. I was a defensive back. Yep. It was on first and 10, you drop back and you throw that ball right to the end zone, and you take a shot in the end zone at first on first down. Okay? Then you're going to have defensive coordinators wondering what you're going to do next. And mix up the play calling. You know, it's the same thing over and over again, like Mike McCarthy. I agree.
Hey, brother, I agree, and I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. If you hear me preach here on the program, you know. and by the way, how do you listen again? Do you listen online, sportsbyline.com?
Yeah, right, on Sports Byline in Virginia. It's in the state of Virginia.
Oh, nice, man. I love it, dude. I love it. Absolutely, brother. I love it. So, hey, you know, look, bro, I always appreciate your thoughts and your opinions, Steve, as you know. I love hearing from you there in Virginia Beach, man.
Okay, buddy. Well, hopefully we see how it goes. Just mark my words, the Saints and the Eagles, I think that's who's, one of them is coming out of the East.
Good call, man. That's a good call. Have a great night, Steve.
Take care,
man,
buddy.
Oh, man. Thoughts and opinions, people. That's what I want to have. 1-800-878-7529. Get at me. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Hit me up. People, I want to hear from you. What's on your about your team? I mean, let's be honest, man. How do you feel at this point, man? There's only a few weeks left in the season. They're jockeying for position. So let's get at it. 1-800-878-7529. It's the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
Third down and 4 at the 6-yard line. Patriots are 2-for-7 on third down tonight. Dorsett, Amendola, and Cook split out wide right. White will motion back to Brady's left in the gun. Gronkowski in the slot left side. Third down and 4 at the Broncos 6. Brady to throw from the gun. Sets, throws. White with a catch at the 1, and he takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. 6 yards from Brady to White, and the Patriots have opened it up, now leading 40-16.
It's Sports Overnight America, right here on your favorite app.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about you or loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
35 seconds, clock rolls. Vikings first and goal at the one. Backs in the eye, tight end motion, Rudolph to the far right, matched up with Josh Norman. Massive change at the line of scrimmage. Wide receiver streaking motion, play fake on a sweep, lob wide open, right side end zone, touchdown David Morgan. Furious spike of the football by the long lock tight end who gets his first TD of the year. Shotgun single back right. Subtle play fake. A flick into the right. Flat catch made. Thielen makes a block and springs free. Jarius Wright who plunges in for a touchdown. His second receiving score of the year from 7 yards out. And Case Keenum continues to spread the wealth.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Alrighty, people, welcome back. I am Andy Dorf. It is the Rewind here, NFL style on Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. Get at me if you want. Otherwise, I'm just going to rap about it and break it down the way I saw it. And speaking of that Case Keenum cat, bro, dude is good. At the end of the day, man, some teams have backups and some teams don't. And some guys may be developing before our own eyes, and maybe they're not. Maybe it was an aberration, what you saw from Brett Hundley tonight. I don't know. I mean, yeah, he was pretty good. The defense did come up with some turnovers, though, that the Packers weren't able to score. And this Case Keenum cat, he just continues to get W's and rack them up. So I don't know. I mean, they're trying to get him out of the lineup. They can't do it. The Vikings are, you know, I don't think that they're necessarily a team that is going to get all the way like Steve does in Virginia Beach. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it'll happen. I'm not sure, but I do like the Saints. That's a good football team. And you know what? They played another good football team in the Rams. So it happens. It, you know, sometimes the schedule's just tough and they were on a roll. So sooner or later, you're going to get off that roll. But I like this Case Keenum cat, man. And I think he's the kind of guy that, when you put things in the news about other guys coming back and maybe your job is at risk, he seems to play better. Like, seriously, he seems to play better. And they've got a really good running game. I think that's something that is going, you know, missed by a lot of people. You look at that offense, obviously, really good wide receivers for Case Keenum, seriously. Really good wide receivers. But the running game is really good, and they have a good defense. Anything's possible, like seriously, especially this year with all the injuries and all the craziness. So don't rule out the Vikings. Lions, I don't know. There's something missing there. That they're not as one-dimensional as they've been, but their running game is pretty lousy. Like seriously, their running game is pretty lousy. And their defense, if they got to stay on the field, they're in trouble. Chargers, they're back in it, man. In that division, it's completely wide open. Completely wide open. And Phillip Rivers, he's always been good. Like, he has always been good. But 27 of 33 good for 434 and 3 touchdowns? That's, like, almost perfect. He did against the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not going to give him that D in front because I don't respect them. They don't have a good defense. They're 5-6. And they're not the same team without Ezekiel Elliott, like I was telling Steve in Virginia Beach. They're just like the Green Bay Packers, man. They're missing their best player, Aaron Rodgers. So the Dallas Cowboys, Sorry, man. Going to be a tough finish for you guys. Like, seriously, going to be tough. Zeke is off the field, and Dak Prescott is not the same guy. The offensive line is not the same guy. Everything's a miss, man. Like, seriously, everything is a miss. The Redskins, I feel bad for Steve, man. Feel bad for him because I feel like they're a better football team than their record. I really do. They've lost some close games. They've blown some games. Like, everybody blows them, but they've blown some games in weird ways. Same way the Green Bay Packers blow games. Like, guys need to get out of bounds. Just saying. Just get out of bounds, man. At least make the Pittsburgh Steelers make a call. Make them use the timeout. We'll get to that in a moment. But, man, oh, man, just the Redskins, I think, have had been kind of bad luck. Falcons are getting things going. They're getting it going to a certain degree. And you know what? If they get hot, man, Matty Ice and that offense, which, by the way, one of their wide receivers throws a touchdown today. So they're a pretty good football team. 1-800-878-7529. Get at me. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. But Falcons are scary. That's what I'd say. Coming up in the playoffs, Falcons are scary. That's what they are. The Bengals, they're in the mix because the AFC is really lousy after those top teams. The Titans, there's something about them that I just don't trust. I mean, you played it really close with the Indianapolis Colts. You walk away with the W, and the Jags walk away with the loss in Arizona against the Cardinals, which helps you out because you hold the tiebreaker. I'm aware of that. But the bottom line is you struggled with the Indianapolis Colts. So how good are the Titans? How good are they, really? I'm more scared with the Jaguars. I know they lost to the Cardinals, but I think they're a scarier team when it comes to the playoff time because they do have a really good defense, although that was somewhat rattled today because Blaine Gabbert had a pretty good day, which, by the way, that's positive for Cardinal fan. The Chiefs better figure it out quick, man. They seriously better figure it out quick. They're 6-5. The Chargers, the Raiders, they're on their tail, man. They're playing better than you are at this point. You've lost several games out of the past few, man. You got out. You were 5-0, if I'm not mistaken. You were 5-0. 1-6 in your last. I'm sorry, 1-5 in your last 6 weeks is what I meant to say. So you're going the wrong way, Kansas City. And I'll tell you what, Andy Reid, you can't trust Alex Smith for too much longer. Patrick Mahomes might be able to come in and give them the spark they need. You never know. Like, at this point, maybe that's what the Chiefs need. Because it's gone bad the last 6 weeks. The Patriots, they're on autopilot, man. That's what I would say about them. They are on autopilot. Tom Brady at 40, tossing 4 TDs, like, didn't really have to do much. Like, after the first half, they're up 21-10. They pretty much have this game in hand, as we know. Tom Brady, just so good. You may not like him. You got to respect him. You got to appreciate greatness when you watch Tom Brady. Tom Brady is fantastic, man. 40 years old, most TDs thrown by a guy who's 40 years old or more. And the Patriots just continue their winning ways. Panthers, I think if they can hold things together and they don't have a stumble, I think the Panthers are a somewhat dangerous team. I think they're a decent team that could cause some havoc. Just depends on how Cam Newton decides to go about managing the game and if he puts himself at too bad of a risk. Don't want to take hits. But the Panthers, they put up 35 points, man. That's not bad. So they do have offense, but they did give up 27 too. So a little bit of cause for concern, but I think they're dangerous. The Eagles, man, I love them. I loved them before the season. I didn't think they'd be this good, okay? But I thought they'd be real good. I thought they'd be a pretty good football team. And I thought they'd be contending for that division, not running away with it. Carson Wentz, man, I mean, what can you say? He spreads it around. They have balance on the floor with the running attack, the passing attack, and Alshon Jeffrey, man. What an impact he's had this season. Doug Peterson, great job that he has done with the progression of Carson Wentz. And the defense they tackle, they may be the best tackling team in the NFL. They might be the best tackling team in the NFL. The Philadelphia Eagles. That's who I'm talking about. The Seahawks. I'll tell you what I like and love about them. Russell Wilson. He finds ways to get it done. He finds receivers. He makes big plays. And Pete Carroll, he rolls the dice, man. He rolls the dice. And he puts Russell Wilson in positions to go out there and achieve. And Russell Wilson's a gamer. I love that guy. Maybe one play away from a national title for the Wisconsin Badgers back in the day. And he's got Super Bowl. He has a ring, man. So the dude's capable. The Raiders, they got to get a couple games. They got to get a couple more games. And then I'll start talking a little bit more about you being in the mix. The Saints, they had a slip up. They went down to the Rams. But the Rams are a pretty good football team. Jared Goff has a solid day. 354 yards, couple touchdowns. Manages the game pretty well. Defense comes up with stops. Saints make a push. That's what you expect from Drew Brees and the Saints, right? All around, pretty good football game. Cardinals get it done, man. Cardinals get it done. They win. They beat the Jags. And you know what? It was a good football game. Mistakes were made in this game, though, down the stretch. And the Jaguars have themselves to blame. It's like the Green Bay Packers with what they did, by the way. And Blaine Gabbert, you got to feel good about him, Cardinal fan. Really good about him. And the Jags, you need to keep winning. You got to keep pace with the Titans, who, by the way, you'll play later on in the season. So nothing's settled yet. But real quickly, Brett Hundley, Steelers, you got it done. I have not been impressed all season long with the Steelers. But with that being said, I'm starting to be impressed with Big Ben Roethlisberger. Playing much better, man. Throwing touchdowns aplenty the last few weeks. 351 yards, 4 TDs. Le'Veon Bell stepped it up a little bit. Antonio Brown, we know that guy's fantastic. The Packers had no answer for that guy. Brett Hundley on the other side, man, he looked good tonight. So you have to give him a little bit of credit. The Packers went out there. They went out there with a mentality of winning that football game. Just didn't happen. Because you gave Big Ben not one, but two opportunities late in a ball game. Can't do that. Can't do that, man. That's old school 101. Big Ben will get it done if you give him one or, yeah, in this case, two opportunities. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause and wrap this thing up. But obviously, man, I love doing the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. You can always catch it 10 p.m. Pacific, 11 Mountain Standard Time, and 1 a.m. On the East Coast. So get at me, people. Always love your thoughts and your opinions. And you can always check me out. It's Dorf on Sports, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Radio Network as well. So keep it close, everybody. I mean, it's NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. I'll be right back.
And use the hard count. Flag is down. Free play. Takes the shot downfield. Antonio Brown goes up and gets it.
This is Sports Overnight America.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage. And the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
No huddle. Goff back to pass from his end zone, straight down the middle of the field. He's got a man wide open. Robert Woods catches it at the 45. No one will catch him. Robert Woods with a 94-yard touchdown from Jared Goff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of the NFL Rewind. I am Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America. Always can catch me 10 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and yes, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. Love hearing from people, by the way. It's always 1-800-878-7529, or the Twitter handle is Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And yes, you can check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Catch me locally in Phoenix. You can always get me there, too. By the way, NBCSports1060.com, 9 to 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time for that one. But obviously, want to wrap it up and talk a little bit about Monday Night Football. Texans going at it against the Ravens. And like I said, Ravens can get themselves right back in the playoff mix in the AFC with a W, can get them over 500. And right now, that's pretty good, to be honest with you, in the NFL, which is crazy. There's a lot of teams that are obviously out in front, but the truth of the matter is a lot of mediocrity. People call it parity. I call it mediocrity. Anyways, run through the scores real quickly. Vikings 30-23, Lions 28-26, Chargers over the Cowboys. Redskins 20-10 over the Giants. And those were Thursday. Falcons 34-20 over the Buccaneers. Bengals 36-10 over the Browns. They stay winless people, and 20-16 Titans over the Colts. Bills 16-10, surprisingly over the Chiefs. Dolphins go down to the Patriots 35-17. Tom Brady, 4 TDs, man. Panthers 35-27, 31-3. Eagles 24-13, 49ers. Raiders 21-14 over the Broncos. Saints 26-20, they go down to the Rams, and then the Jaguars beat the Cardinals 27-24, and then the final one of the night, Steelers 31-28 over the Green Bay Packers. They fought hard. They gave it everything they had, and obviously I did too here on the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. For Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. I'll talk to you next week, everybody. Have a great night.